Muir Rodney Doom, My Hometown, composed by Bruce Springsteen, sung there by Pavel Bobek. And as you refer to it, Amanda Levitt, there, you were talking about Jan. That was Jan Kaplitsky, an architect who you had met originally, I think, in 1985. Yep. What were your initial impressions of him when you met him?
Jan was an immensely tall, very handsome man who had a cult following as an architect. He'd built very little, an extraordinary talent. And he became a great friend, but I thought, you know, this is somebody extraordinary. I always found people who have left their country particularly interesting because it takes such courage, it takes such commitment to do that. Then we went to Prague. He was going to Prague, and I thought I'd always wanted to go there. And at that time, there was a frisson, there was something happening. And then when we arrived in Prague, he took us to the house that he had been born in and that he'd lived in until he was 30 when he left in 68. And he stood by a tree that had been planted on the day that he was born, a very beautiful weeping Japanese maple. And that was the moment I fell in love with him.
So he was 18 years your senior. You describe him as this very sort of charismatic, purposeful, talented man. You began a professional partnership too. What was your working relationship like?
At the beginning, our working relationship was really great. I was working for Richard Rogers when I met him. And then I wanted to persuade him to stop teaching and to set up an office, a proper office. And I said that I would leave Richard Rogers and that we could work together. And those early years of working together were very heady. We had absolutely no money. We never took holidays. We never went out to lunch in case anybody rang and we weren't there to answer the phone. It was just the two of us for a very long time. But we got by, and we got by on very little. But they were happy days.
It sounds as if, I mean, professionally in your life at the time, as you say, you'd been working for Richard Rogers in his practice in the late 80s. And to remind people, you know, that was, architecturally, that was the hot place to be.
Oh, I mean,
along with Renzo Piano, they had built the iconic Pompidou Centre in the late 70s, 1977. Presumably, if one wanted a job in architecture anywhere in the world, but certainly in London, then that was the place to work.
It was the place to be.
Did it feel like you had given up quite a lot to be sitting, staring at Jan over the desk, wondering if the phone was ever going to ring?
No, I'd always wanted to have my own practice. That had always been my intention. And I'd learned so much from Richard, not just about architecture, but about the importance of creating culture in a place, in an office.
Tell me more about that, about creating a culture that enables people to be their creative best.
The less structure there is, the more the office will look after itself. What it means is that people take huge responsibility. And in taking huge responsibility, you give of yourself in a way that you might not otherwise do. And to create an atmosphere that everybody feels they have a contribution to make, that they will be listened to, and that is fun.
Let's have some more music. Tell me about your next, Amanda Levitt. We are on your fifth.
Oh, my next piece is really about fun. I chose this for Josef, who is my son with Jan. And we used to dance to it after breakfast and before school. I think he would have been aged five. And I think, you know, when you work very hard and you're not always there at the school gates, you have to seize your moments.
That was Westlife's version of Uptown Girl. You said that was chosen. I mean, beautiful image you gave us of you and your young son, Josef, as he was then, dancing in the kitchen to that at breakfast time. The media centre at Lord's Cricket Ground, that was completed at the end of the 1990s. That had been born out of the partnership of you and your husband's architectural practice. It was this very sort of radical looking, it was a sort of white pod-like structure on a kind of pedestal thing. Is that a fair description of it?
Yep, I'll settle for that.
You'll settle for that. It went on to win the Stirling Prize for Architecture.